The bill was passed during an emergency session of the Ontario Legislature. Premier Ford says it's in response to the rapid spread of COVID-19 in the province, calling it the greatest threat Ontario has seen in decades, an invisible and deadly enemy. And he says everyone knows the crisis is far from over. Earlier this week, Canada's chief public health officer said nearly half of the COVID deaths across the country have been linked to long-term care homes. And Ford compares the spread of the coronavirus through those seniors' homes to that of a wildfire. That's where his government, he says, will focus greater efforts.
We will launch an enhanced action plan to fight COVID-19 in long-term care homes. Our plan will include more support and more resources. We'll spare no expense to protect our most vulnerable. It is absolutely critical.
Ford says Ontario's hospitals have not seen the surge of COVID-19 patients that was expected, so resources from the healthcare system, including hospital-based care teams, will be redeployed to help long-term care homes. He says he also wants to see specialized teams in those homes when there's a serious outbreak. Employees who work at the homes will be restricted to employment at only one home. And Ford says his government has allocated $243 million to help the homes with staffing, testing, and operational needs. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.